Sam and Amy.
We are Gem.
Boys and girls, he was in Harry Potter, he was Davy Jones in Pirates of the Caribbean, and of course, he was an adorable failing rock star.
My favourite by far.
In Love Actually, please give a warm welcome to the show to legend of the silver screen, Bill Nighy. Bill, you're here to talk about Time, of course, your new film.
Yeah.
I must just warn you, we did watch the trailer about a couple of hours ago, and not only did Amy shed a tear, but so did I.
Lots of welling up. Yeah,
there was.
Put yourselves together.
I know.
Pathetic. We're a pathetic pair.
No, you're allowed to cry. There are some quite sad elements. It's predominantly funny, but it does get quite sad.
I think the thing is that when anything involves family and relationships between family, you instantly think, well, how would this affect my family?
No, I know.
And I suppose it's just a trigger for tears.
Well, this one particularly, I think. Particularly between the father and the son. The father being the character I play and my son played by Donald Gleeson. Mm. And that relationship is properly explored, I think.
Well, you seem to spark off it. I mean, just from the trailer, it seems like you formed a very, very quick-witted kind of partnership. The whole film is all about going back and sort of changing sort of events in your life in time. Is that the general sort of gist of the film for anyone who hasn't seen the trailer?
It's sort of, Richard Curtis, the director and writer, calls it a sort of anti-time travel movie. The male members of the family can go back in time. They can't go back beyond their own lives. They can only go back in their own lives, and they can only go back to places they've been, and they can't go back beyond their children, because if they do, they'll get different children.
Of course they would. Wow.
So you can't go back any further and change history. You can't, kill Hitler or
kill
anything
Hitler.
Like that.
It's a shame.
But you can go back to difficult moments in your life and get them right. But they sort of discover. Anyway, you'll see in the movie, but that's the device to sort of make the philosophical suggestion that actually you don't need to go back in time.
Oh, this is interesting, because having gone through the whole process, did you and done the movie, do you think it would be good if we could go back and do that, or just leave
I don't know. I think it could get really complicated, and I'm personally quite happy not going back. I'm quite pleased it's over. Particularly the young bit.
I was going to ask you if there's any relationships that you had, you thought, well, I'd love to go back and change that.
Well, I don't know about relationships. There's a few pairs of trousers I might have. And a few hairstyles.
And Dangerous Dave, Bill, is sitting opposite me. Of course, you don't know Dave, but he's an English, young English boy who has recently married a very attractive half Slovak and half American girl.
Well, that's right, Bill. And I've noticed from a lot of Richard Curtis films, Four Weddings and a Funeral, Love Actually, and of course this, it's often about a bumbling English bloke trying to woo an American lady. Which is sort of what I attempted.
That is you.
And I pulled it off. And I just wondering, what do you think makes English blokes so appealing to the American girls?
Brilliant.
I don't know. I guess, you should know the answer to this question better than me, Dave. I've never appealed to any American women throughout my whole life.
Sure, that's not true.
Well, not that I ever got to hear about it. But I don't know. Maybe there is something I think that they find, there is something about the traditional image of an Englishman as a self-effacing, kind of slightly inept but decent man. Maybe it's just the decency involved.
I know there's a lot of moments where he goes back and sort of wants to fix the moments in his relationship, which I think everyone would like to do at some point. Have you got any words of wisdom for us, Bill? Like, I've messed up a few relationships. Any, wordly advice on general relationships from this?
I have no advice.
Nothing.
If you start looking to me, if you're looking to me for advice about personal relationships, you're already in trouble.
Doomed.
The film is out now. Of course, it's called About Time. It looks fabulous. It'll make you laugh your head off, but I think it might make you cry as well.
Yeah.
What an absolute honour. Boys and girls, Bill Nighy.
Yeah!
Thank you.
Sam and Amy.
We are Gem.